We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, first and foremost, starting it all off, the school year back in full swing this week. We're a week in. How was the start of the 2025-2026 school year?
It was great. We had probably the smoothest start that I've seen. We had a smooth start last year, smooth start this year. Just our parents have been great with drop-off and pickup and bus routes and all of those things that you see at the startup of school. I just couldn't ask for a better start.
Well, you have truly, from the top down, just showed such great leadership in what you do and who you put into place and the processes that you have. So, I mean, that's attributable up the chain to you and then how you've worked down the line. What would you say has been the greatest improvement when it comes, I know we were talking about earlier what we're talking about today, right? Safety. What would you say has been the biggest improvement in the last 4 years that we have made in the world of safety?
Wow, we have done a lot. I think one, creating that secure vestibule that is in each building, that is that extra protection layer there, implementing visitor protocols when visitors come to our buildings. There's a protocol in place now that wasn't there before. They have to be registered on Circle, which is the platform that we use to really vet who checks in and checks out students. That has helped us tremendously. You know, we also have the Alpha Alert systems that are put throughout all of our buildings so that in a moment we can press a button and information is quickly sent to police department and they're notified if there was a situation that might occur in our building. We also have metal detectors that we have up. Now, we do not use these every day. We use those on a sporadic basis. We do use them for basketball games and football games just because you've got visitors coming from all over that you need to vet before they get into your building or into your stadium. But all of those factors in play, and then now with the second SRO, really is a game changer.
The second SRO is a very big deal. I know that was something that we were talking about earlier, that there's funding now from the school system to be able to make that from the city, to the school system to make that happen. Talk to us about that relationship between the two SROs, and does that mean that both of them will be on duty at the same time, or they'll just be more in a shift? Or what does that look like?
They're both on duty at the same time, which means they're able to divide and conquer buildings. That has been great. I'll give you an example. Due to the recent events in our community over the weekend, Monday morning, we utilized the metal detectors at Sylacauga High School just as an extra layer safety precaution. In that, just having a second SRO there to help with that process. I mean, we were finished checking students through, checking book bags, all of that by 8 o'clock, which is record time.
I know, right?
I mean, in the past, it's taken us a lot longer than that to get through it. So just having that extra person, having him to be available at events. You know, there's a lot of times we have events that coincide in buildings. Mm-hmm. We've got an event taking place at Indian Valley. At the same time, there's an event at the high school or the middle school. So just having extra personnel there to divide and conquer. And then in addition to that, just walk in the buildings. You know, I've been the first 2 days of school, I make a concentrated effort to be in every single building. I feel like it's extremely important for me to be there physically and to see for myself how things are and if things are going smooth and, you know, just to be there to welcome the parents, the students, the teachers back to the school year. And I can't tell you how many times I ran into Officer Ledbetter and Officer Brown as I was walking through buildings. They were walking too. And so I think just having that little extra layer, especially now with the Focus Act and our students not being able to have devices on hand. These devices have to be turned off and put up. I feel like it gives our parents just an extra layer of comfort knowing that not only do we have all these other measures in place, but now we even have additional personnel.
So let's talk about that for a second. And this actually may be a topic for a different day. The Focus Act that was passed by Governor Ivey, that enables students to not have cell phones in class. They have to be locked up, like you said.
Yes.
In the event of an emergency, how does a student or a parent, how do they communicate with each other in that capacity? I mean, I know that may sound foreign to some, because 30 years ago, you wouldn't have that contact. Right. But now, obviously, we have cell phones. So
if there's an emergency within the building, that Alpha Alert system that we have does a mass communication mm-hmm. out to all stakeholders. Mm-hmm. So in an event that there was an emergency and we had to push the button, not only is law enforcement notified and our staff notified, but also stakeholders are notified too mm-hmm. in a moment. Our students still have the opportunity. They've got Chromebooks. They're one-to-one.
Right.
You know, they still have the capability to send an email
yeah.
to, you know, parents about situations.
But no texting.
Right.
No Snapchatting.
Correct.
No, none of the, yeah. When correct. If you're in a downtime, you can't just get on your phone.
Right.
Back to face-to-face conversation with your yes. friends.
Yes, yes. So the lunchroom should be a little more chatty.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good.
With students actually learning to communicate. And a lot sure. of it goes to, you know, just our students, you know, we as adults know how to put barriers there, I guess you might say, so that the phones do not consume us. We yeah. also were not born holding a phone.
Sure.
You know, and so, you know, we can live an hour or two, day, you know, may not comfortably live, but we can without the phone, and we know when we need to put it up, and we know right. when to get it out.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the adolescents, they just lack that cognitive ability to say, okay, sure. I need to set this aside right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're still in a developing mode. And in so right. many cases, yes, technology is such a great asset, but in so many cases when you're consumed by so many things that are flying at you that are not of substance,
right.
it's going to block that ability to learn and to focus, literally right. what the law is called.
Right. And that's really what our, you know, our legislators saw. And, you know, it's a law. It's yeah. not us doing this. It's yeah. not us saying, you know, you can't have your phones. It's now a law
yeah.
that recognizes, hey, this is a hindrance. Mm-hmm. And we want to take out anything that might be a hindrance to keep you from learning.
So aside from the school resource officers, the new communication plan, the alarm systems in the school, the vestibules that you built last year, so many new improvements on safety, right. the wands that you were talking about earlier. When it comes to somebody seeing something and saying something, what is the best route for them to take, whether it's a parent or a student, to be able to alert somebody within the school system about an imminent threat, or if they feel like they're in danger, or just, you know, any type of something that may make the hair stand up on the back of your neck to say, I need to tell somebody about this?
Well, you know, we try to make sure that every student has an adult that is could be a confidant in their buildings. It could be a teacher, it could be their advisory teacher, could be a counselor, you know, could be assistant principal. And so, you know, we always want our students, parents to feel comfortable alerting us to things. And a lot of times, you know, that's how we learn that there might be potential situations is really from our other students or even parents. And we are very quick to follow up on any leads that we might be given. Because first and foremost, we want our students to feel safe. I mean, that's important. You know, you can't learn what you need to learn if you're not in an environment where you feel safe and protected.
Yeah.
So that's vitally important to us.
Well, the amount of effort that you have taken personally and professionally to ensure that is obvious. And as a stakeholder, even though I don't have kids in the school system, I'm thankful for that because it starts at that age. You know, right. The mindset of knowing that you are in a safe place is going to harbor safe communication and safe friendships. It's kind of about keeping the bad at bay.
Right.
And not letting it, you know, permeate the good.
And we've tried to work really hard on building relationships. So building relationships with our students and building relationships with the families that we serve. Mm-hmm. One of the platforms we've used for the last couple of years is a platform called School Status that allowed us to text, email, call back and forth with our families. We've now transitioned into Parent Square, and I mentioned that last week. Yeah. So if you've not downloaded the app for Parent Square, please do, because once again, that allows us to have that constant communication with right. our families.
Right.
And that I know it works well for me. I've got two that are at Indian Valley, and I love getting the messages from teachers, just even if it's just a reminder about homework or, yeah. you know, or just a message saying, hey, you know, the youngest one had a really good day. That's important because he can have days that aren't really good. And so just getting those messages yeah. that say, hey, he had a great day today, helps me in the parent mode. It's extremely important that we keep that constant communication between teachers and parents, because it takes a village. It takes all of us to educate our students. You know, neither group can do it alone. It takes all of us. And so, you know, when a community can come together and all be stakeholders in the lives of children, we're going to see great things happen.
Without a doubt. Well said, Dr. Michelle Eller. Thank you so much for being a part of another edition of the Midweek Minute.
Well, thank you. And Absolutely. We're so excited. Don't forget, next Tuesday is our Meet the Teams out at Legion Stadium.
Yes.
And it will be the first unveiling of the brand new turf.
Yes.
And so we're so really excited about that. And we hope to see everybody out next Tuesday night.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then obviously football season, just a few nights longer yes. from there. And yes. it's going to be, man, it's here. It's here, baby.
It is. We cannot wait. We got our seats ready.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much, Dr. Eller.
Thank you.